This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Welcome to The Ron Edwards Show. Informative interviews, stimulating conversations, controversy. Prepare yourself. Here's Ron Edwards.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Ron Edwards American Experience. And thank you so much for joining me at this time. And we do have a chock full of items to discuss on this particular edition. Lots of stuff going on. Where do I begin? Well, first of all, again, thank you for joining us at this time. We're emanating from our flagship station, KCKQ. That's 1180 AM out of Reno, Nevada. And it's also, you can hear us worldwide via americamatters.us. An America Matters media page on Facebook and elsewhere as well. You'll hear this in rebroadcast on great radio stations like WCET at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. They're out of Columbia, South Carolina. Where do we begin? The coronavirus. Oh, before we get to that, folks, we've got a great guest coming up today as well. Her name is Lisa Hill. She is the CEO of what's called Silverite, and very, very timely situation there. But, you know, folks, of course, we're all dealing in some degree or another with the corona China virus situation that has been foisted upon us. Yes, foisted. It wasn't something that just naturally occurred like the flu that is affecting many more times as many people as the corona China virus all over the world. You know, they talk about the number of people that have been victimized by the China coronavirus, but isn't it amazing that there's not a peep being said about the 10 million babies that have been killed through abortion? 10 million already. And we're just at the beginning of April. Unbelievable. Then again, it is totally believable. Well, the job growth is come to a screeching halt, much to the joy and laughter of those on the political left in this country. They could not stop President Trump on the issues. So they came up with the situation that they have foisted upon us now. I mean, why don't we look at how they dealt with it in Taiwan, even though it was foisted upon them as well, but they're dealing with it in a more intelligent manner. But they're being ignored because the world, the planet, is kissing the backside of China. Because China makes most of the world's prescription drugs. China has been allowed to become the world's number one steel producer, this, that, and the other. The United States of America led the charge or the way on that huge mistake when President Nixon formally opened the door to that nation. We should have left that puppy closed. We should have left them on their bicycles and in their greatcoats in what was called Peking at the time. We should have left them alone. They weren't really bothering us, and we were not bothering them. They were, you know, they would mumble around and everything like that, but they had no real power. And we should have left them in their economic position. They had enough to eat. They grew plenty of rice. But, you know, life was pretty... pretty dull. But that's okay. Now we've kissed the backside of the Chinese. Guess what's happening now? Guess what is happening now at this hour? As I speak to you, you and I are told to stay at home, only go out if it's really necessary. But guess what? American realtors in places like Manhattan, New York, are selling real estate like crazy to the Chinese. Over here actively buying real estate. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that nice? So, our politicians have been just going to Nutsville in their effort to weaken this country, just to help the Chinese, help any other enemy of this nation, continue to fund the United Nations. Guess what the United Nations is requesting? We're going to be talking about this later on in the show. They are requesting that the world give them $10 trillion. Yep, $10 trillion to be given to the United Nations. Now, isn't that nice? Because they want that money to be put away so that they can orchestrate how the world deals with the coronavirus. Now, ain't that something? Ain't that something? I'm telling you, the President of the United States should tell the United Nations to get the hell out of this country. And we should cut them off financially before we tell them to get the hell out. We don't need that building filled with those enemies in the United Nations building in New York. We don't need it. So, what we have to do, my friends, I don't know, we have to put the pedal to the metal concerning our representatives. Although if they have the mindset of Nancy Pelosi, they don't care, or Joe Biden. Joe Biden told a guy in Michigan, hey, I don't work for you. He literally said that. So, if our politicians are not working for us, who then are they working for? Oh, it's China and others around the world. That's why they continue to want to flood our country, to make it un-American, make it something that is unrecognizable to you and I, why our rights are being squelched. They arrest a great preacher in Florida, but you don't hear them picking at mosques leaders very much. They can do whatever the hell they want to do. They can do what they want to do. But good people, Americans, they want to restrict us. And I get it. We have a different mindset that we want to build our country. We want to have our inalienable rights. We want to be able to protect ourselves from political vermin. So what we have to do, folks, is pray, fight, never give up. I'm Ron Edwards. You are listening to the Ron Edwards Experience. We're just getting started, folks. You stay there, I'll stay here. And guess what? We'll get together when I return right after these very important announcements.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
That's Siri Bob. It sure doesn't get much better than this. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Hello, I'm your host, your friendly host, and your happy warrior host. But, you know, I'm not too happy today. In kind of a bad mood, looking at some statistics, some statistical data. 10 million babies have been killed this year alone throughout the world via abortion. And yet, everyone is going to Nutsville about the victims of the Corona China virus. Well, anyway, I'll be talking more about that a little bit later, but right now, we're going to cheer things up big time. We've got a special guest. Great lady of America. She's a great patriot, great lover of God, and all of that good stuff. Her name is Lisa Hill. She is the CEO of a beautiful company called Silverite. You know, folks, every day that our bodies are being inundated by chemicals that affect our health, this includes sleep disruption, toxins that prevent us from achieving the ultimate rest that our bodies need to regenerate as designed. Well, we're going to be talking about that. And why would someone say such a thing? Well, let's open it up. Let's talk with our guest. Her name is Lisa Hill, CEO of Silverite. Hello, Lisa, and welcome to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Hello, happy Ron. I love that introduction.
thank you. I want to thank you for joining me today on today's broadcast. You know, one of the things that has been a concern of mine all of my adult life, and actually before becoming an adult, is health issues. How we sleep. All my life I was dealing with allergy problems, and as time went on, I didn't realize that in some cases, some of the problems were could have been simply dealt with if I had a better pillow. What say you about that? And we'll go further into details.
Oh, well, thank you, Ron. Well, first of all, you know what? I appreciate being on this call with you, being on this radio station with you, this show, because we know that people are very, especially right now, people are so eager to learn and to know the truth. And you are such a truth seeker, and that's one of the things I love about you and your wife and this show, you know, because people, I believe right now, we have, you know, we talk about this great awakening that's going on across our country. I love America. I love America with every fiber of my being. I love our Father in heaven. I love the opportunity of living here in America. And what that has evoked in me is, you know, for years I was in medicine, and then I went into really starting to study, probably just like some of the people might be listening on this call, is, you know, how does your body become resilient under times of stress? You know, everybody listening right now is under stress. There isn't one human being that possibly is alive today that is not feeling the stress from our current situation that we're in. You know, most of us are in lockdown. We're facing this invisible enemy, like our president so eloquently says. But we have been fighting invisible enemies for a very long time, and we haven't been aware that that's what's happening. So when I would observe patients coming in, you know, in very poor shape, and you'd start to do, you start to ask them, you know, about their lifestyle, and you started to discover that so many people didn't have a clue in really how our bodies formed. You know, when I started studying the human body, I started to really not only have respect for our Father before that, but imagine what an incredible heritage that He has created called our body. And our body is always in homeostasis, always trying to bring our body back into balance. So we have been inundated with chemicals and toxins and viruses and bacteria and fungi for years. And we have no idea that we are fighting that. And so along this way, I started to discover that not only was it really important what you put in your body, but it was also important what you surround your body with. And I think it's quite remarkable, Ron, that right now we're visiting about something that sounds so easy and like such a comfort item, but we're talking simultaneously about something that we're actually living. So we are living in this environment right now where everybody is looking at reducing the viral load and reducing chemicals and toxins and, you know, staying away from people and so on and so forth. Well, the projects that I have worked on for over the, you know, almost 30 years in this health and wellness arena, you cannot learn more about the body and about what keeps us healthy without increasing our respect for our Father. I mean, He made us in such incredible human beings. But with that being said, is one of the toxins that I started to really study after I had some personal experience was foam. We know that we sit on foam or in our cars, we drive, you know, we sometimes open up the door and we have that fresh, you know, new car smell. Well, in actuality, that sometimes is the combination of the leather, but also foam outgassing. And so when I started to study neurotoxins and neurotoxicity and living in a toxic free world, foam was one of the biggest conversations that was taking place in the health and wellness arena. And I said, well, how is that good for us if we are, after a very weary, tiring day, or we've been beat up and we've got just, you know, the stress of the world upon our shoulders, and we go to lay upon something and it happens to be a foam-filled pillow and or a down-filled pillow. We'll go into why that is. That isn't the best either. But foam has been emitting a formaldehyde gas. And, Ron, I don't know about you. It's funny. We grew up not very far from each other near the Detroit area. And, you know, my father was a pastor, so I saw myself many times at a funeral. And I remember you know, thinking about the embalming process. And here we are, you know, how many years later, and we've probably halfway embalmed already because of all the formaldehyde that we've been breathing in, and that's around us all the time. So,
that is amazing.
You know, I've been on this, right? I mean, it's just this whole conversation that I never thought I'd even have because I wasn't aware of it. So it's called VOCs, invisible gases. And when I was starting to really delve into this arena and protecting the brain and protecting the thought process, and we know that Alzheimer's, we know that Parkinson's, we know that, you know, Lou Gehrig's, we know that MS, we know that all these neurological diseases have been rising rapidly. We also know that good cognitive thought is sometimes not even diagnosed. But sometimes people have it. And they get up in the morning, they're kind of fuzzy, they're kind of foggy, you know, they're like, I can't really think straight. I just have to have a pot of coffee. And, you know, it may be, and of course we always say that we don't treat, care, diagnose, or make any claims whatsoever. But we just offer solutions and maybe choices that people can use that is different. So if you're listening, you're going, you know what, I do wake up in the morning, my head is stuffy, and I just have this feeling that I want to go back to bed, and I just don't have clarity. It could be that your body is very, very sensitive to the formaldehyde that's outgassed on foam. And the other thing, Ron, that I thought was really interesting is all the years that I was, you know, working in that medical arena, patients would come in and we would diagnose them often with cases of ongoing allergies, right? And it wasn't until years later that we started getting smart and started doing, you know, swabs in the nose and saying, well, what is it? Is it an infection? And because maybe you would throw all kinds of antibiotics at them and it wouldn't clear up the sinus infection. And over a period of time, we go, we don't quite know what that is. And sometimes it would come back as a fungal infection. Fungal infection is very insidious and very difficult to treat unless you really know what you're treating. And one thing that is very interesting, a good friend of mine that has a show called Know the Cause, Doug Kaufman, he talks about fungus. And I reached out to him and I started to talk about this particular pillow. And I said, golly, I said, could it be, Doug, that when we're sleeping on our down pillow, because down is the perfect environment for dust mites to, you know, have families and then poop. So the reason you're, most of the time that your pillow gets heavier, your down pillow gets heavier is because now you have dust mite poop in it. And I said, could it be that there's a fungus that is embedded in making its home as well, since there's fungus inside of these pillows? And he said, absolutely. So he's been preaching this for years, unbeknownst to me, on a greater scale. And he was talking about there's a fungus that becomes airborne. But think about it. Something as simple as a pillow can invade and become your invisible enemy that your body is trying to fight every single day. Whether it's the down, whether it's the... Yeah.
Yeah, and that's amazing when you think about it. We live decade after decade sleeping on these type of pillows, inhaling these toxins every single night, and then sometimes you wake up with these headaches, and you're wondering why you have this headache. You're not sick, but you have this headache. And you take medicine, you take toxic pills and everything to get rid of the headache. And it's just a cycle that goes on and on and on and on and on. And people are just, I don't know. It just gets worse and worse and worse with a lot of people. And you get a down pillow, you think, oh, that's better. That's just a bunch of feathers. And then when you say that, because I used to have a down pillow and it did get heavier. And now that I'm thinking about it, oh my Lord, I slept on crap, you know, on poop. And no wonder it was getting heavier. But I mean, we laugh at it, but it's not funny when you really think about it. But
no.
Oh gosh. So,
and you know, the other thing, Ron, that I think is really interesting is that especially in this time that we're in, that's why I'm so excited about this call, is that we have to, as human beings and brothers and sisters, we have to share what we have found during these times of crisis that could be of assistance. So, you know, it's one thing to bring your neighbor, you know, a dozen eggs and toilet paper, but it's another thing to introduce your neighbor to a way that they could rest better. Because one of the things that, you know, we're all inundated by the media, right?
Lisa, we're going to hold it right there. We're coming up on a hard break. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards with my special guest, Lisa Hill, CEO of Silverite. And we shall return.
It's time for the lunatics in government to be retired. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Historically, nations have faced plagues of locusts. Every so many years, since well before the time of Moses, huge swarms of locusts would swoop in and waste away the corn and wheat fields, which were the major economic engines of most ancient nations. A few, like Ethiopia, benefited from the mining of copper and other precious metals. But for the most part, if a nation had enough seasonal rain and the locusts stayed away, the people had more than enough to eat. Today, America suffers from political lunatic locust politicians. Just like the locust of ancient times, they seek to waste away the wealth, power, and sovereignty of our nation. Lunatic locusts like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who railed like a lunatic because illegal border crossers were not included in the $2 trillion stimulus bill. Other political locusts like Nancy Pelosi tried to secure migrant resettlement money, Green New Deal money, local Planned Parenthood clinics for abortion funding, etc., etc. This time, the wasteful political locusts didn't get their way, but unless they are fumigated out of office via the voting booth, they'll be back for much more. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
We the People and Ron Edwards, an unbeatable combination. Express your views at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255.
Absolutely, my friends, and welcome back. And you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. And to thanks so much for joining us at this time. And we'll be getting right back with our wonderful guest, Lisa Hill. She's the CEO of Silverite. But I want to share with you this wonderful historic quote. Now, the founder of the Hilton Hotel chain, Conrad Hilton, he lived from 1887 to 1979, published this prayer in full-page ads in major magazines on July 4th, 1952. Could you imagine someone like maybe Franklin Graham or whatever posting prayers in major magazines today? Whew. Now, he says, "Our Father in heaven, we pray that you save us from ourselves, the world that you have made for us to live in peace. We have made into an armed camp. We live in fear of war to come. We are afraid of the terror that flies by night and the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that walks in darkness and the destruction that wastes at noonday. We have turned from you to go our selfish way. We have broken your commandments and denied your truth. We have left your altars to serve the false gods of money and pleasure and power. Forgive us and help us. Now darkness gathers around us and we are confused in our counsels, losing faith in you. We lose our faith in ourselves also. But be swift to save us, dear God, before the darkness falls." Now this is in 1952, before I entered the earth. But they tell me things were a lot better back then overall in this country. More people went to church, this, that, and the other, and Christianity was pretty big time in the early 1950s. But here you have this guy, a very successful businessman, crying out in major magazines for basically for America to get back to God. Well, Lisa Hill, what do you think about that? I mean, when you consider where we are today and what we were as a nation in 1952, before both of us, but my. And yet that kind of a prayer today would not even be allowed in the New York Times or the major publications of the day. What say you?
Well, I say this. I say, thank God that you have this show and others like you, because you know what? Again, people are starving for the truth. And, you know, when you were reading that, I was remembering, you know, not being brought up not far from Detroit, and remembering this. Everybody was about, at that time, God and country, right? And Ford Motor Company. And we all had a certain pride about it. And we weren't afraid to show it. We've walked away from that. We truly have. And with that, we look at all areas of our life have been suffering. All areas of our life. And you see, people are sicker today than they ever were before. And I loved what you were talking about, you know, when you were growing up and your father, you know, told you about how to stay healthy and so on. I mean, people just, we don't talk about that these days. We look for the magic bullet, right?
Yeah.
And we suffer from all those consequences. But again, thank you for reading that. That was very, very, very pointed for this time that we're living in.
Yeah. Well, back at the ranch, though, you were discussing about the problems that people suffer from concerning even sleeping on bad pillows. And one of the things that I have consumed in my life, and to this day they're running out of it for some reason, it's silver, colloidal silver. And because that is a very important ingredient people use to help with antibiotics and things of that nature. Now, I find it fascinating that you yourself kind of like silver. And can you explain explain that? Yeah.
Well, think about it. You know, we used to throw antibiotics at everybody like, you know, it was just M&M. We would give antibiotics left and right constantly so that, you know, our bodies didn't build up immunity to things. And it also really destroyed our guts. And, you know, we could go on and talk about all the bad advantages and or disadvantages about antibiotics. But we also know that stress can lower the immune system and so many things can affect our immune system. Well, along the way, you know, again, going back to how God had created this earth, he created it with everything we need, including the elements. One of those elements is silver. So over 20 years ago, in the first company that I helped start here in Minneapolis, we had silver. And we took silver from colloidal down to less than the size of a cell. And I personally had a wonderful experience with silver because I was suffering from a viral heart condition that nothing else could really affect it. Because back in, you know, over 25 years ago, there wasn't as many antivirals as there is today. And I really started to study about health and wellness and started to understand that silver on its own, of course, again, I'll make the disclaimer again, we don't treat, cure, diagnose, but silver on its own, I encourage everyone to go do their homework. Silver on its own is nature's own antimicrobial agent, antiviral and antifungal. So when I was looking at some of the biggest challenges that people are having in their life today, and most of the time it is number one, pain, because that's the number one thing that's purchased, product that's purchased over the counter, is something for pain. And then second of all, we're not even talking about the sources of the pain, but just plain pain. And then second of all, it's something to help people sleep, because not only stress, you know, we talked about the, you know, the environmental toxicity, which affects our ability to rest well. So I started to look at what items and what resources we could use to really help somebody sleep better. And I had been through them all, trust me. I had used just about every pillow on the planet. And my big aha moment was I was in New York City and I was receiving an award for the work that I had done in anti-human trafficking. And I was at a counter checking in to this beautiful hotel, which the room started at $600 a night. And they had a big disclaimer on the top on the counter as I was checking in. And it said, not responsible for microbes, not responsible for E. coli, not responsible for bed bugs, and on and on and on. The list went. I didn't get any sleep that night simply because I thought, if this hotel room is that dirty, what do the rest of them look like that cost less than $600 a night? And I plastered the room with towels. And I remember laying there thinking, I'm such a fan of silver. I'm going to make one disclaimer with silver, though. However, you don't want to take too much of colloidal silver because it does have that mechanism that taken internally over long periods of time in larger amounts, it can turn your skin kind of a blue color. So we want to stay away from that and take an Engstrom-sized silver if you can find that. But in addition, I remember laying there thinking, golly, if I could infuse fabric with silver, wouldn't that be just the ticket? I could take that anywhere. I could take that fiber and that fabric with me, my pillow with me, and I could go anywhere with it. And that's truly what had happened. So I started to investigate how we can infuse silver into fabric. and how we could make that our mainstay. The second thing that I had to look at, though, was we addressed earlier, and that was the foam. What could I fill this pillow with that was not going to be foam and wasn't going to be down? I looked at wool. I looked at buckwheat. I looked at, tried them all. It was a couple years of this. And then found a wonderful substance. I was in California at the time, and I was introduced to a fiber called Kapok. And again, Ron, going back to in awe of how our God created the Garden of Eden and our garden that we live in called Earth, that it has everything we need. So we have silver from the element of the ground. We have Kapok that grows on a tree, and the pod opens up and delivers this beautiful fiber to us that is very similar to, we call it nature's cashmere. You mentioned how nice it felt, right, Ron?
Yes, yes. I have used this pillow. Thank you so much. My wife and I both thank you for those pillows that you sent us. And since I've been sleeping on it, I noticed a couple of things. I don't wake up anymore with any pains in my neck. I don't wake up with any sweating. And like I have a hothead. I don't wake up as a hothead. And and it's just comfortable. I wake up refreshed and I'm feeling great. And I've had very good pillows. I had one very famous pillow. Famous pillow. I'm a very nice guy. But this pillow that you sent us is even better. And I have to say that without any reservation. You said try it. I did. And we're going to be hanging on to this one. We've got to go to a break. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards, and I'll be right back.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience, it doesn't get any better than that.
Sure doesn't, my friends. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and I'm Ron Edwards, your happy host. And we're here with our special guest, Lisa Hill. She is the CEO of Silverite, and we held her over for another segment. And because I wanted her to complete the description of her wonderful product called the Silverite pillow, and it is just magnificent. Welcome back, Lisa. And you were talking about the Kapok filling and many other elements of this pillow. It is amazing how you were able to put this together and how you came about finding this the inner product of this, the Kapok. But anyway, folks might be interested in how they can even get this product, but there's any other facts you'd like to share about it, because it is such a wonderful product, and I just can't say enough.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. You know, that really warms my heart, because at the end of the day, if we're not helping our fellow brothers and sisters on this planet, you know, for me, it's really that's what I'm all about. So it was really finding the perfect solution in a sleeping apparatus that we happen to call a pillow. Everybody sleeps on one. And there's those people that are becoming more conscious of the environment that we're living in. You know, people shop at Whole Foods all day long versus, you know, Walmart, because people know that they have to take better care of themselves. This is kind of the situation here. People are looking for a way to sleep clean, and that's really what Silverite is all about. So go to Silverite, SilverIte.com. SilverIteGlobal.com with the RITE, only one R, SilverIteGlobal.com. And Ron is giving you guys a code. So Ron20, and you'll get 20% off. You don't want to miss this. This is something that will help you, your family, especially in this times of stress. I mean, think about it. You know, we are surrounded by things that we can't control, those invisible enemies. So by just sleeping clean, you know, sleeping on a pillow that's with Kapok. And oh, by the way, Kapok is not new to us. Actually, the Coast Guard actually still use Kapok in their vests, because Kapok resists moisture. It's buoyant, and it feels like cashmere, and you can kind of adjust your pillow the any way you want to. We also took one step farther, and Ron, you know this, we have a zipper in the side. So if you're wondering, like the Three Bears, do I order the little one, the big one, the in-between one? We have one size. One size is the right pillow for you. So it really is that pillow. So you can take out the Kapok or put more in. We're actually very proud of what is inside of our pillow. We also double cased it for you. So you can take the outer casing off, which is beautiful, luxurious, 100% 300 thread, 100% cotton. And it feels like butter. But really, it's at the end of the day, like I always say, is that we need to be able to help you get to a really deep REM sleep. And we need to take out all the reasons why your head isn't being cradled in just pure goodness, and that you can rest. Because these times that we're in is, you know, how many times in the Bible does it mention rest? Many of us are not very good students of that. But so that's kind of been my goal, Ron, is to find solutions for everyday problems. And let's help one another along the way.
Lisa, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today here on the Ron Edwards American Experience. And again, folks, if you'd like to check it out, simply go to silverrightglobal.com. That's Silverright with one R, silverrightglobal.com. And you'll put in the promo code RON20. And you will get 20% off this wonderful product, and you'll love it. I can guarantee it. I use it. And I couldn't say anything better than that. I use it and love it. And Lisa, again, thanks so much. And we'll have you back sometime, because I know that there are other things in the developing stage, and that mind of yours never stops working. And that's a good thing for the rest of us. And thanks for all you do, and Godspeed to you and your family and your wonderful business.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron, and God bless everybody. And keep listening to this guy. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. Thank you for being such a warrior.
Thank you, and God bless you. Take care. Thank well, folks, you. There she goes. She's a great, great American patriot. Her name is Lisa Hill. She's the CEO of Silverright. And again, folks, check it out. Go to silverrightglobal.com. Put in the code RON20. That's T-O. I'm sorry. It's RON20. And just go there and check it out. You know, we've got a lot of other things to cover in the remaining minutes of this great show, folks. The United Nations wants to inflict us with a 10% global tax to pay for new shared responsibility programs to address coronavirus pandemic. They're crazy. They're out of their freaking minds. They want to charge us a 10% global tax. If I were president, seriously, they would have already been out of this country. I mean that. They would have been out. And can you imagine giving them, see, their annual budget already is $3 billion U.S. That's their budget. So they want $8.7 trillion. That's exactly what it would be. I said earlier it would be about $10 trillion. And I was overestimating. My calculations were a bit off. It's actually $8.7 trillion. A million billions equals a trillion. That's crazy. A million billions. Or is it a thousand billions? But anyway, it's a lot of them. They waste every dime we've been giving them. Every dime. On promoting terrorism and other evil things throughout the world. This is what they really want to do. That's why they want so much money. It's not about the coronavirus, the Corona China virus. They couldn't care less about that. And in fact, people of the same mindset, you know what they want to do, folks? For instance, in the jolly, jolly, happy nation of Great Britain, you know what they're doing? They're sending out notices to old folks' homes in Great Britain, and they're telling them to sign a DNR order, meaning that if you get sick with the coronavirus because you're old or because you may have an another medical condition, you shall not be revived to be cured. Now, there are people that think like that here in the good old U.S. of A. This is about population reduction. This is about control. This is about a whole lot of other things that have nothing to do with actually curing a disease. Because we have flu epidemics technically every year. If you look at the numbers, every year they should be called epidemics. But we're not supposed to be going to Nutsville and shutting down the entire economy. Who does that? Other than stupid people that allow themselves to be pushed around like that. They close down churches. They say, well, you're not essential, but yet it's okay for you to go to get an abortion. And in order to have an abortion, you've got to be in close proximity to other people. They have to put their dirty little hands on you and with dirty gloves to kill your baby. And the assistants that are there too. And the people there that are there at the front desk handing out crap, you know, propaganda material as you leave. So this is all a bunch of bull, capital S with a hit. And we have to do our own smackdown of this. We're going to have to start in mass. I mean by the millions. It's going to have to take the millions larger than the protest of Hong Kong before the coronavirus was used to shut that down. So, folks, they want to shut down in New York State, shut down the gun shops. Why? Why would you want to shut down gun shops while at the same time they're letting loose murderers and rapists out of prison, supposedly because of the coronavirus? Many lesser violent criminals are left in prison. Very interesting. In Philadelphia, if you loot a store, it's okay. You can do that. People, you got to arm up. If you're in pretty good shape, get in better shape. I'm telling you, I'm still very optimistic about our future. I still believe in God and I still believe in this country. There's a lot of greatness to be restored in this great republic of ours. And I still believe we're going to have a great future. But the battle is even more difficult than I even imagined, and I thought we were going to be in a difficult battle. But that's okay, because I believe as long as we the people unite together and fight, as Winston Churchill used to say, fight. Also, the great football coach Newt Rockne said that. Newt Rockne, fight. That's what it's about, folks. Well, and it's a multi-level fight. There's physical, there's mental, because it's a chess match too, politically, and there's a spiritual fight for the prayer warriors. All working together, that wonderful threefold cord, to knock down these globalist pigs, these anti-liberty pigs, and these people that just simply want to control us from cradle to grave and take a lot of us out. It's not what it's supposed to be, folks, but when the church and others sat down with apathy, there's always going to be something in control. Might as well be us. I'm Ron Edwards, and we'll check you out on the next episode of the Ron Edwards American Experience.